Hello and welcome back to another episode of Sum It Up, the podcast series on Rachel's Universe, where I review hikes, where I sum up hikes and other activities that I do in the great, beautiful outdoors. Today, I am joined by my cat, Skylar, so if you hear purring and walking around, it is her trying to get my attention. I will try to keep her quiet. Anyways, today we are going to be talking about Canyon Overlook at Zion National Park. Now, this episode will be pretty short, just like the hike, just putting that out there. I don't even know if I could call this a hike. I would categorize it as a walk, which is great. I love easy walks with rewarding views. So that is what Canyon Overlook is. The trail is so easy. I cannot emphasize that enough. It is so easy. From all trails, Zion Canyon Overlook is... Oh, did I mention it's at Zion? Yes, I did. Anyways, Zion Canyon Overlook Trail is a 1 mile, heavily trafficked out and back trail located near Springdale, Utah, that features beautiful wildflowers and is rated as moderate. Okay, I would say easy, but I like all trails. All right, we'll respect it. The trail is primarily used for hiking and walking and is accessible year round. There is no permit required. I'm going to start looking into more details and planning trips for you guys on my Sum It Up series. I realized that on my last episode, which reviewed Alta Peak at Sequoia, I didn't go into too many planning details, I don't think. I'll try to get better at that, but for last week's episode, Alta Peak also don't need a permit. Anyways, so 1 mile. A 1 mile out and back trail, that means 0.5 in, 0.5 out. That's nothing. That's actually nothing. So I've been to Zion National Park twice, and I did it both times. And the first time we went, my grandparents did it. It is so easy. And this is not an insult to my grandparents. They're great. They're fit. But they aren't like super fit or anything. They're just normal, average. They're not average. They're so above average. They're so great. I love them. But as for fitness, it's not like they're going to the gym. They're at that stage in their lives where they just enjoy hanging out with us, enjoy hanging out with family, watching TV, reading, all that kind of stuff. Oh, there's my cat. They aren't doing strenuous exercise, and they did it. As long as you can walk, then you can do this hike. It's so easy. It is one of the easiest hikes I've ever done for the beautiful view that you get. Once you get to the top, it opens up into the canyon, and you get a beautiful, gorgeous view of the red rocks, the winding roads, the roads that lead to the rest of the park. You get greenery scattered around. For what to wear, I would definitely dress according to the weather. Bring layers, though, because once you rest at the top, you may get chilly depending on how much time you're moving around or not. Last time that I was there, I actually fell asleep at the edge of the cliff because the sun was shining so brightly on the rocks. It was perfect. It was warm. And yeah, I just fell asleep. At the top, there's also plenty of room to scramble and climb around. There's To get to the view, you don't have to scramble, but there's plenty of fun climbing spots for you to get that perfect spot to enjoy the view. Also, something super fun, the Bighorn Sheep at Zion National Park, also called, I'm going to butcher this name, Ovis canadensis nelsoni. So from the National Park Service website, desert bighorn sheep are perfectly adapted to survive the hot, dry deserts they call home. Their bodies are smaller, their legs are longer, and coats shorter than their cousin, the Rocky Mountain bighorn, Ovis canadensis canadensis. I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. I definitely did. Anyways, in the spring, bighorn can go many days without drinking water, metabolizing just enough moisture from the vegetation they eat. Wow, that's super cool. In dry times of the year, they drink more frequently, relying on water-filled potholes and springs to survive. So last time I was at Zion, resting on the cliffs, I saw around 5 desert bighorn sheep roaming the cliffs, eating, munching. It was so cool because you think how scary it is for us to climb steep cliffs? These goats, nope, sorry, not goats, sheep. I don't know the difference. These sheep were just roaming around the cliffs, and I feel like I was going to watch one fall, but they don't fall. They just casually walk around the cliffs and eat. It was so cool. There was also a group of people roaming around, getting in the way close to the sheep, yelling, bothering them, filming. Like, it was so funny. I felt like I was in like a cartoon. The guy was like, "Hey, Bob, like, come over here. Look at the sheep." It was just so annoying. It was so annoying.
I know. I told you I would chase them out to you.
So don't be like the people. Leave the poor sheep alone. It was so funny. During the last trip to Zion, a theme of our trip, we would always ask each other, would John Muir be proud of us in this moment? So thinking about that moment, John Muir would not be proud. He would not be proud looking at us, bothering the wildlife, being annoying. So yeah. Final thoughts. If you have the time, hike Canyon Overlook because it doesn't take a lot of time. Also, bring snacks in layers for your cliffside nap, because once you get to the top, if the sun is shining, you will want to take a nap. It is so beautiful. It is so relaxing. Who wouldn't want to take a nap with that view? Actually, that doesn't really make a lot of sense because your eyes would be closed during the nap and you wouldn't be able to see the view. But anyways, you'll be very relaxed. Also, lastly, do not annoy the wildlife because you will also be annoying to everyone else there. Let's make John Muir proud. All right, thanks for listening to this review of Canyon Overlook at Zion National Park. I will see you guys next time for another episode of Sum It Up.